Hey guys, Facebook Live, awesome. And we're going to be on wildfireradio.com. We'll repost it. I am here with COO, that's right, Chief Operating Officer of Quinn Broadcasting, and that is Zach Reed. Hey, Zach, how's it going?
John, how are you today?
If I was any better, I'd be you, brother. Look at you, man.
I know, man.
You're the epitome of whatever. Is it showing up? It is showing up there. Is it showing up on which page is that?
It's on your personal page.
On my personal page.
Which is fine. I think
which is weird because I'm the only one that doesn't see it.
I know. I see it. It's right here. Three people are watching.
Is it on the John Harris page?
It is.
Well, that's awesome, folks. It's great. I don't see it, but hey, who am I, really? I'm going to take a look and see if it's anywhere else. Hello, McFly. It's not there. Well, as long as you guys see it and as long as you guys are going to listen to it, it's going to be great. Zach and I will have a great time. If you guys want to interact with us when I get it, you can. And, of course, Zach can see it too, so we can both kind of interact with you guys. It'd be great if you have questions. And we're going to talk about some things here in this hour that is going to be a lot of fun, I think. Commercial-free, Zach, for right now.
Commercial-free.
I got to go out and get sponsors.
It sounds like we have no sponsorships.
Yeah, that is correct. But actually, Zach, I look at it this way. You're a sponsor, I'm a sponsor, and Quinn's a sponsor. Does it get any better than that for us?
I think
they're the three big important sponsors we should have, if you know what I'm saying.
I've been learning a lot about big threes lately.
Big threes lately. Oh, okay. So there's something there for me. Great. All
you
these,
find it? You got it?
No, it's not coming up for
I'm
me.
I'm waiting for the question.
For the John Harris.
I don't know what to do. I'm never
Don't worry
about
it. Yeah, it's hard for you to be the guest.
I'm
but you notice I let you sit in your chair.
Though. I know. I appreciate it because
you're
sort of in my office.
Hey, it is your office, and we appreciate the fact that Zach's letting us into his office while they're working on a project here tonight. To actually let us... here it is. I see. John Harris is live now.
All right, we're ready to go.
And we're scary. So we're going to give this a try. Like I said, we're going to be on for about an hour. If you have questions for myself or you have questions for Zach, please let us know. It could be anything about Quinn Broadcasting or anything else you feel like asking us, and then we'll decide whether or not we're going to answer them or not. I see Amber Lynn's joined us. Hey, Amber. Margie Houghton has joined us. Says two other people have joined. Can you see who they are, Zach, on yours?
I don't see.
I think you know.
No, it's one of it's you and one of them's me. Well, there's five people.
Well, there's five people on there now.
And anyway.
And we're growing.
Go ahead.
So you're listening to and watching The Public John right here on wildfireradio.com. We're also going to iTunes. And we are obviously on Facebook Live if you're watching us right now. And we'll be posting it on the Public John's new YouTube page.
Awesome.
So we're getting there. Jim Grasso, who's with Wildfire. Thanks, Jim. Thanks, Joe Dudek. Yo, what up, Joe? And Margie is there. So, yes, I'm probably not looking at the camera much. Let us know, guys, if you can hear us, but I'm pretty sure you can. I'm adjusting volume levels on certain things for the Wildfire radio equipment while we go. But I'm here talking to Zach Reed. And, Zach, we've got something pretty exciting coming up, next week?
Turn your laptop.
I'm going to turn my laptop down because I can hear myself and realize that I don't like my voice until I go full DJ on you. And then, as Zach knows, that's a lot more fun.
Go ahead.
So, Zach, we got something pretty exciting coming up. What, next week, is it?
What's next week?
What's next week? You tell me, my friend.
I'm not sure. You tell me.
When does our new program start?
The Monster Factory?
Yes.
Oh, it's actually, that doesn't start till January.
Oh, I apologize.
Yeah,
we pushed it back. I didn't know that. But I know we're still taping and filming some great stuff out there. And
we're doing a lot of big things here.
Yeah, we are.
A lot of great, big, huge things.
Tell me a couple of them. Hey, Brian, how's it going?
Well,
Brian's the guy that did my logo.
Yes. He did a great job.
He did a great job, didn't he?
He looked slimming.
Yes, I like the way Brian did my logo. Don't get me wrong, the head looks big, but that's fine.
You know, I've never heard anyone actually complain about the head being big, John.
That's true. That's true. You know what it is? It's all the massive brain power I have. Yeah, okay. So I'm going to take this out and do this because it's more comfortable and I can face you guys a little bit. So even though you probably don't want that. See, the big head.
Like we're about to do a weird version of karaoke.
Yeah, and it's not going to hold the shark bites. Hey! Yeah, that's the lounge lizard version. You know what I'm saying. Brian, thanks. And thanks for all your help with a few other things. Joe, you can't hear me too well. Is that what you're saying?
A little louder.
I guess, well, On Facebook, it's got to be on the computers probably. This is only working for Wildfire.
Yeah, it's coming from the phone.
It's coming from the phone. So, hi, Joe. Can you hear Zach okay?
Brian Clauder said never heard that in his life.
What?
That's sad, Brian. That's sad.
It's sad that you've never heard that. Never heard, yeah. We're not alone, Brian. Yeah. Literally and figuratively, if you know what I'm saying. So,
I think you do.
So we'll try this. We may have to talk loud because Zach is right. We're recording from on our phone on Facebook Live on iPhone. You know, you got to admit that cameras in phones is probably the greatest invention since Frosted Flakes or something.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't around with Frosted Flakes, but I agree.
Oh, no, we still are. It's still there. You
it's
just
so
don't film.
Funny because everything has been, you know, if you look back in the 90s, TV equipment, for example, was, you know, $9,000 for cameras and thousands of dollars for things. And now studios have become smaller. Computers have become smaller. GoPros are a thing that people use now for you know, million-dollar productions. And, I mean, it's it really is cool how the times have changed.
Yeah, it is.
Even in my brief time that I've been in this business, and it's been about 10 years, that it's things change. And it's good. It's cost-effective, really.
Oh, you know? Sure. It is. And you know what? For instance, all that modern technology, what it's done too is here's me with a podcast. I threw everything in a duffel bag. Mm-hmm. Microphones, the unit that does it, recording, a mixer. Everything could fit in a duffel bag. You couldn't do that probably 3-4 years ago. But this new, hey, I guess I'm on there too. Okay. Hey,
now. Nah. He's
just Snapchatting me. So the modern technology end of it's become a lot of fun thanks to the guys at Wildfire who developed this portable system called the Spark that you can go out and actually go places and do. And that's like this, being able to come here. I don't know. Jim, that's a good question. Jim Grasso, if you're still on, let me know how you guys came up with the name the Spark because that's a pretty good question actually. But Natasha Barnett from Philly, she's a Philadelphia comic. She is funny, let me tell you. And I saw her host one night as well, a couple nights actually, or one night I think you hosted, another night I saw you. You weren't hosting, but you did a nice set. Natasha's very funny, so you ever get a chance, you see that name, Natasha Barnett, go see her because she's awesome. Deanna, what's up, girl? How you doing, girl? Thanks for tuning in here to the Public John. And we appreciate all you guys joining. And if you have questions, please feel free to comment, ask questions. Frank, I'm going to say your name, how it's spelled, Docknell. If that's wrong, please, I would say let me know, but I don't know how you would outside of phonetically spelling it. So we've got a lot of stuff going on here. We had a pretty good night the other night, even though we worked through some technical glitches with election night.
None of them were our fault. So.
No, and they weren't. And if anybody on here is watching, a lot of people are starting to join. That's pretty cool. Thanks, folks. We appreciate it. Any support we can get, must be the popular guest, even though Deanna, hey. I don't know how you would spell hey. Is that all the extra Y's? Hey.
H-E-E. I don't know.
It might be H-E-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y. Like, hey.
Yeah.
So we got that going for us, which is nice. So, Cheryl Boston Reardon, who actually spends a lot of time in this area with environmental stuff, is joined, a friend of mine. Maddie Coughlin joined. Maddie, you ever get a chance, join. You'll see his name there. Just join his page every so often. He comes out with something that's so funny.
You might
get a
special guest, if I'm listening correctly, in my peripheral ears here.
In your peripheral ears? A special guest. Which
like
is different.
Jim Quinn's behind me.
Uh-oh. Well, we don't know if he's coming in,
though.
He might be walking in.
He sits down.
Does he sit down? That would be nice if Jim Quinn came in. That would be awesome. I have to move here at some point for him to be my freeholder. But that could happen. But I am working here, so
listen,
I guess that's part.
Where do you live?
What does that post-it note say behind you on the wall?
Mine?
His.
That's where a picture goes. It says 20 by 24 frame that's going there.
No, he's not OCD or able, but he's got the measurements of the frame that has to go there.
We were measuring, because we have group pictures that we were taking. And they're here. The pictures are done, but the frames have not came. And if Amber Lynn, if she's watching,
she was.
I mean, we have to order them because I have yet to order them. I made it such a big deal to get them back.
Uh-huh.
I have stalled.
And he stalled. That's not good. That's not good.
Really busy.
Well, we have been, and that's the good part. Is we've been busy between radio and TV and special events we've had to go to. We've been pretty busy, so that's a good thing. I hear footsteps. Do you hear footsteps?
I do hear footsteps.
Johnny! Hi, everyone. We're live, Jim Quinn.
Sorry,
no, you're fine. Any go. We're live on the Public John. How
public
are you?
John.
The Public
I
John.
Love public
there
John.
It is.
That's good.
That's it. They're always good to have.
Yeah.
Never be too far away from a Public
Absolutely.
John. So I'm here with newly elected county freeholder, Jim Quinn.
County freeholder.
Cumberland
re-elected.
County? Re-elected, I should say. You are absolutely correct.
He said he didn't live in this county. I said,
no, I don't.
I know he does not live in this county.
John, we need you.
But don't worry.
Hey, John, you grew up in Mars River Township, and Miss Panola Williams was your favorite teacher.
You know, that's actually true. My fifth grade teacher, she was awesome.
I was
going to take me to a Sixers game.
You want to sit down? You get a couple minutes?
Sit down for a couple minutes, okay?
Am I allowed to?
Absolutely.
Yeah, but how come it's like that way?
Well, because we didn't know you were coming, so what I'm going to do is ask our other guest if he could just change.
No, not you.
I'm seeing both of you guys. I'm watching.
Oh, are you? Okay.
Yeah. You guys are good.
All right. Folks, let us know. I'm on with a very special guest, a surprise guest. You were right. It is a surprise guest.
I had to bring the check, so
I had to bring the
paper. You're the courier.
Yes,
the carrier.
How many?
RMS Jim Quinn.
How many owners are couriers here?
That's right.
Beautiful.
Is Amber Lynn watching?
Amber
Lynn, you are wonderful. God bless you. I tell you what, I'm lucky, John.
Yeah.
Because I have Amber Lynn, and I have you, and I have Zach, and I have Anthony, and I have David, all in the building tonight, right?
Right.
We have some
yeah,
great
that's
people.
True. Payroll's gonna be higher next week.
That's true. Well,
No. Poor John, we double his salary. He's still at zero.
Worst part about that is true.
Did you see Lou Magazu when he asked about doubling his salary? I said yeah, because I was giving him. I should give this to you too. I'm giving a $25 gift certificate to Michael's Mediterranean. I said, I'll give you two of them.
So now you get two. Hey, way to go, Lou. Hey, congratulations. And Lou, whatever you do, what is it that you don't want him to get, Jim? I remember what, two consecutive times you went there and
yes.
It was out?
Yes, they were.
Can I tell you that I have dreams now? I have dreams of 21 LaSalle Plaza. You know, it's funny because he said I have no sponsors for this show. He's getting one because I have dreams. I wake up in the middle of the night. 21 LaSalle Plaza, Michael's Mediterranean. Do not order the eggplant parm because that's Jim Quinn's. I seriously wake up.
Well, you know why you do that. Jim, there was one night we did off the cuff, and we did a bunch of trivia questions, right?
Oh, that's right.
He was giving away gift certificates like crazy. And the bad part about that, was it just kept staying in his head. So he must have said it in that hour 25, 30 times easy. And he kept giving the address every
repeat
time.
Repeat it and say it. She was giving plugs.
That's pretty good when you can do that, you know?
A prosecutor.
Like Amber Lynn. She was waiting to hear about the eggplant parm.
There it is.
Right. Amber Lynn, you'll have to go with us and have eggplant parm.
So I had to set it up.
So now you can totally ask these questions, and it makes sense now.
Yes.
What'd you do?
I don't think you took us off.
We're
still on.
I think it'd take us off.
No, I'm just thinking for me.
I'm watching us. It's weird.
I got to bring it back up, but we'll bring it back
up.
You're watching, right?
Go ahead. Down?
I'm going to put the mic down. Matter of fact, I'll give Mr. Quinn the microphone.
Would you like to ask us the question?
I probably will at some point. Here you go, sir. You can have that.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you.
No. Oh, you know what, John? I forgot. You'd like this. A guy named Kelly Monteith. You'll have to look him up. Years ago, I emceed, when I was your age, Zach, I emceed an event at Vineland High School.
22.
Kelly Monteith was the comedian. So I emceed, and his shtick was, thank you. And, you know, you go to a store, thank you. No, thank you. Oh, no, thank you. I mean, that was his whole big thing was thank you. No, thank you very much.
Is when your phone rings.
Yes.
He says, answer, I think it's for you.
That's true. I've seen that.
He says that a lot.
Yes, I do remember that.
I go,
they're getting there, John. I see your picture there.
You're the only one that notices that. If you say that to people, watch the percentage of people that don't get that.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Really, there's a lot of people that. So, yeah, on occasion, and I admit it's a personality quirk, I will do things that I'm looking for the reaction. Nothing overly, you know, abusive or
John's
nothing to.
Like girlfriend, though.
John's
which
one?
The one you take
thing.
To the Wawa.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
So
well, I'll make sure.
Wherever there's an air
tower. Well, yeah, it could be a 7-Eleven, it could be a service station.
Yeah,
we're not
got to be someplace as the air,
right?
Absolutely. Well, she's not elitist. She's not elitist, so no, she'll go anywhere.
And she's cheap because she doesn't eat a lot.
She doesn't eat. That's it. Well, that's the thing, Jim.
Well, she can't go to Michael's with us then.
Well, she could go.
But yeah, she wouldn't eat the eggplant parm. We wouldn't have to worry about her ordering.
Exactly. That's the one thing. Check for one, please. It's perfect.
So
yeah.
Three F's with her would just be filler. That's
what you have to use. Fire away. That's the third F.
So ask the questions you want to ask. This is a professional interview.
Oh, this is almost a professional interview, right? I am Brian is a friend of mine. He joined. He actually is the guy that did the Public John logo, Jim.
Oh, that's good.
Brian, so he's good. He did a nice job.
I threw him the head a little too big. I said, but I don't think that's a problem. And then he answered.
And we stopped.
He said that
he's never heard
that before. And I said, well, that's a shame. And then we left it there.
You can tell we're on Facebook Live and streaming radio, Jim.
Oh, yeah, it's for sure.
Go ahead.
Margie joined.
Back to your questions, host.
Well, now that I do have a surprise guest in Mr. Quinn, you've been in this business over 40 years, right? 50
this year.
50 this year.
I started at WWBZ, and that's where I learned how to say W, because I used to say W,
and the program director said to me, hey, buddy, you got a college degree, you don't have to say this letter, which is like this, you know? So I used to say W. WW? And he goes, no, it's WW. So if you ever see this letter, it's WW.
You'll never forget that, will you?
No, honest to God, John, this was the first. This is funny because at WWBZ, I was doing the news and the fellow was on the air. And I'm, honest to goodness, I'm like this. I'm shaking. My first time on the air, I'm like the paper shaking. And I go, and the intro was news from, so I go, news from WWBZ Vineland. And he comes in after the news. He goes, you'll never say that again. It's news from WWBZ Vineland. I say, yes, sir.
So yeah,
I
you bought it. The radio station and
said,
that's true. I did not buy it. No, I bought WMVB, WSNJ, WSKR, WIBG when it was out.
I remember that.
Well, yeah, but that's when we grew up. That was in Philly. Right. When I bought it, the call letters, I couldn't afford that one. I bought it, it was in Ocean City. And that's where it still is.
Okay. I was just going to say it's still there, right?
Yes, it is.
When I bought my first radio station.
Oh, this
remember that? Funny. And they used to call it when it was in Philly, Wibbage. Remember? Wibbage.
Yes, Wibbage 99. And that was 10-20 in Ocean City. And it was interesting. I'm ready to make the deal to sell it to this guy, right? And he wanted to pay cash. Well, we were about $25,000 apart on the deal. And I said, well, I don't mind carrying paper. No, I want to pay cash. So anyway, we ended up, I took from him a beautiful building lot in Talmincing Trails in the Poconos.
Okay.
And I went up and saw it was beautiful, a deer on it and all that kind of stuff. And then when my partner and I split the business up, I gave him the lot. So that's where the lot went.
Oh, okay.
So it was interesting to try to make the final deal, right?
Oh, yeah. Just, and then you kind of, you know, the barter it and trade it off and make it a good deal for both of you.
He was trying to give me his wife. I said, no, I don't want to.
You got to draw a line somewhere, Jim. I don't want to draw. That's right.
Yeah, I love it. He should be happy. Election's over. He's good.
That's what it is. He's relaxed. He's calm. The other part about that, too, Jim, is he wanted to give me his wife. If he was trying to give me a girlfriend, that'd be different.
That would be a different story, yeah, but I figured, you know, whatever now.
I've had a couple of wives. Trust me, it's overrated.
Me too. So
you want to ask questions about what we're doing?
I'm working on that. I am just, to be honest, I'm really honored that you came in for a couple minutes, sir.
Great to be here, John. Thank you. Thank you, seriously, for all you do for us. I really appreciate it because you come through when we need you. And you and Jane Jenneron have a good show going. And you and Dennis, too.
Dennis was really
this
fun.
Monday.
Yeah, this
though.
Oh, this Monday. I'm all excited, John.
What's this Monday?
Have the best guest for people that they've ever seen. I've been trying to get somebody from Jim's Lunch on, and Nikki told me, I got to confirm it, but Nikki told me she could come on Monday night. So I said, how about this coming Monday? She said, give me a call. I think I can. So we'll see.
Wow.
Kelly Quinn's
out there. You know her pretty well.
I do, yes. She's the best massage therapist in South Jersey.
You know, I heard that. Yeah. I did hear that.
I also heard that she's Jim's favorite daughter.
She is.
I heard that. I heard that, too.
No question about
it. Your favorite offspring.
Favorite daughter.
Better sell. That's right.
No, I can't go offspring. I've got a couple other wonderful.
Favorite daughter.
That's a tie.
She don't tell anybody. That's his favorite daughter.
She's in the top three.
Yes, she is. That's true. Absolutely.
So Wildfire Radio. This is what we're on.
This is wildfireradio.com. Also, we're going to be on, that's what that is. That's the whole podcast box. It's no bigger.
That is my phone.
Right here, folks. Can you see that where my hand is? That little green and black box is actually anything you need to run your own podcast. It makes it portable. It's a lot of fun.
Like a little black box, pick anything you need in there.
Not that kind of guest
this year. I better go. But thank you guys for having me as a part of your show. Enjoy the rest of the time.
Thank you, Mr. Quinn. Appreciate it. We will come out and see you sometime. I might be coming out to see you Saturday, actually.
I need you Saturday.
I'll be there. All right, thank you.
Bit,
we'll see you, sir. Have a good night.
Don't forget too loud.
All right, so back to your questions. My questions, actually. But that was really nice of him to stop by. That was really cool. Thanks. He's a good guy. He's all right. One of us has to be a good guy. Might as well be Jim.
Yeah. I got to be the bad cop all the time.
Jim gets to be the good cop. And I get the guy be locked up. That'd be sweet.
Yeah.
You have the right to shut the... Yeah. So, guys, thank you for anybody who was watching with Jim. I hope you keep watching and keep watching Quinn Broadcasting shows. They're awesome. Jim's on like 8 o'clock and 8:30. Oh, man, yeah. Well, not really. Facebook Live may be a little competition, but not much. And he'll trounce us.
No,
he's going to trounce me anyway.
I tell you what. One thing about running
Running.
Network station. Not a network station. We're not a network, so I don't even know what I'm running. One thing about running a media company. I enjoy setting trends. I don't like people following the trends. I don't follow trends. I like to set my own. I like to set our own path. One thing I'm blessed about is, you know, this has been a year. It'll be a year next month.
Okay.
A year since this new venture.
Has it been a year since you guys started this?
It will be a new venture, a year in December since this new venture took off.
Okay.
I'm very, very proud and humbled of our staff. I have the best group of guys. I really do.
And girls.
And girls, yes, correct. Okay. And I tell you what, it started off as just as a really ego fill. You know, Jim wanted to do a show. I wanted to do a show again just to get our feet back into it. And then it turned out to... really take off, and Jim looked at me and he goes, you know, I have no interest in going full time with this again, and
right.
He goes, but if you think you can do it, I'll give you all the support in the world. And around June we agreed it was time to do it, and we've done really, really well, and you know, I've reached out to key clutch people in the beginning, including yourself, to help us paint that vision, to help us paint our vision of a community positive oriented resource for businesses and a really top notch resource based company and a really employee sharing company in the same way. You know, John, we offer not just video productions, we offer social media management, brand management, everything else. And what we're doing is we want to be your go to source. You know, not just Cumberland County, not just Salem County, but eventually the goal is to be your community-driven resource all over the U.S. is where we're going. So, like I said, we're very fortunate in the beginning to have people such as Amber and you and Dave. And, my management style is a little bit unique, I think. But compared to other management leaders in this industry, I feel like we're a little bit different. If you want to go to 1800s or 1600s or when you're back in the battles of war and stuff like that, I feel like I'm that horse. We'll go into war together, and you know, we're coming out. We're all fighting for the same goal. So, at the end of the day, I actually love our staff. It's like a family. It really is.
Yeah. Cool. So I'm here with Zach Reed, the Chief Operating Officer of Quinn Broadcasting Company. We got a little visit from the actual president of the company and owner, Jim Quinn, the namesake. And we're already discussing some future projects that we have going on. Let me see. Margie Homan says, what's a typical day behind the scenes for a COO?
Well, you know what? Titles, John, they're one in a million. I don't call myself the COO. I don't look at myself as the main honcho. This is a team game, and I tell you what, you know, I have a heavy, extensive transportation background, a successful transportation background, history, and the one thing that I love about the media empire, the one thing I love about this business is I love the fact that this business is fun. It's legit fun. Every single day is new challenges. We really
you know, it, we get to go to work every single day. There'll be something new, but it's legit fun. And I told myself, if this ever became feeling like a job, or even for any of my staff feels like it's a job. I'm like, you know what? It might not be the job for you if it feels like a job. But Margie, I appreciate the question. A typical day behind the scenes, I can't answer that question because technically, as of November 1st, 8 days ago, I seriously jumped into my role as a COO. I've been dealing with a sort of little bit of everything between construction and renovations and moving and project creation. But my job pretty much is the forecasting the future of our business and where we're going. You know, so I love the idea of we're going to. You know, we're reaching out, we're broadening, we're going places where some people don't want to go or some people are afraid to go. I feel like everyone in our staff plays a key component. I run, this staff runs off of, well, this company runs off of a three-branch system, John, and that's, we have three executive management pieces in place.
Right.
They all are individually in charge of their own areas.
Right.
And they all conversate daily. Within those three areas. So you have, you know, the head of our production team, the head of our sales team, the head of our internet branding marketing team. And all three of them communicate. And what you get from that three-head system is you get really feedback from, you know, different ideas and really growing ideas. A lot of production companies, they look at it as black and white. And this business is anything but black and white, John. It really is. It's, you know, you come up with an idea, it starts on paper, and through your staff, you grow that idea and you continue to progress that idea. And the good thing about what we do is we learn every single time we do something. We really do it. And you learn to broaden expectations. You learn that content is something that's so important. And you also learn that, you know, I don't want to be the kind of company that doesn't touch base on things that are happening.
No, that's important.
One thing that we are committed to, especially now during, and it's not so much a rebranding, it's like a coming out party because we're here. We finally are here. And that's one thing that you're going to notice in 2019 from this company is, you know, we're going to be talking about topics during our internal shows that basically people talk about at their dining room table. Or in their living room, and that's where I want to relate to people. I want to have topics that mean things to people.
Yeah, I think that's important, and seeing the growth of this thing since it started is nothing short of amazing, to be honest with you. And everybody that we have here does really work together as a team. Brian actually stated that every hockey team needs a captain. I'm a hockey player, so that's his mindset. And I know where he's coming from. He's obviously, and you were saying the word team all the time. And that's the thing, is everybody has their piece. It's like a hockey team, a football team. You all have a position.
I run it more like, I mean, I use football. Brian might use hockey.
Yeah, everybody uses, I mean, has a different.
If you look up in the air, you can see.
Right. Everybody, it's a metaphor. But I mean, the teamwork is the issue.
Meaning that, like, I look at my job. If you look at a football team, I'm like your Howie Roseman. You know, and what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to have the best coaches and I'm trying to help them create the best staff to create wins.
Yep, and that's what you want to do. Yeah.
We are in this for money, but at the end of the day, we're in this for something even bigger. I actually tell one of my interview questions when I meet people are, why are you here? What do you want to accomplish from this? And a lot of people go, money. I want, you know, I'm looking at money. I know I can make this. And I said, you know, money will come. Money will come in any business you're at.
Right.
We're in here legitimately to help people.
Right.
I want to change the stigma of sales professionals. You know, when you think of a sales guy, you think of someone that comes in, he's going to harass, he's going to hound you. No. Our goal is to help. Everyone asked me what I wanted to do when I was younger, and right away I wanted to be a cop. I wanted to help people. But in reality, it's not really helping people.
It comes down, and a couple of us, Joe was on the line too, if she's still on, she can relate to that. You do get a chance to help people sometimes, but there's also most of the time it's almost like putting out fires.
It is.
You know, really. And just to get people and yourself through the day or through a shift. We're going to shift gears a little bit. But I will say you've done a great job here at Quinn. You, Jim, all the people here, all these folks, and the businesses here have been very receptive to us. And the fact that we help them and they help us is a great thing.
It's a business partnership. That's what we're designed for, yep. John. I'm going to shout out Election Day. We have 32 right. businesses that made it possible, and 32 of them I've contacted since then, and they are so happy that there's someone out there that really cares. When you get in business, you're smart at what you do,
right?
Just like we're smart at what we do,
right?
But that's showcasing them businesses. That's telling their story. That's right. being positive with their story. But that's also creating a reality and understanding content. Understanding
right.
content is key. You can have the best video cameras. You can have the best.
Well, you can have the best technical stuff, but if you don't know what to say or do with it, then it doesn't do you any good.
All about creative production. I mean, a lot of my stuff working at Walt Disney World for as long as I worked there, I really learned so much about how to relate to an audience, and I think I showcased that with the entertainment company and
right.
now showcasing it here. But it's also about finding the best staff that shares your vision.
Right.
And you also share the joyous of winning when you get to that. When you succeed in goals and your staff's with you while you succeed, that's the biggest thing, John. I personally cannot wait to 2-3 years from now, look back at this time and also look at where, your personalities have went. I love hosting a talk show. I love being a DJ.
I just have one question.
Go ahead.
How many monsters have you had today?
I've had at least 6.
There you go. Folks.
I love hosting.
That's a question that other people were going to ask at some point.
Well, I'm just saying.
But I want you guys need to interact with us a little bit. Please do so because we're ready to answer your questions. Thanks to Chrissy Iacovelli for joining. Iacovelli, she is awesome. This lady's awesome. Yes, very nice lady. She's come out to some comedy shows. She's actually a pretty loyal watcher and listener for all of our shows.
Awesome.
So Chrissy's awesome. And Haseeb Amani, thanks for joining, buddy. Appreciate it. Here's a Quinn guy, Jimmy Church. Jimmy Church has joined in. He says you have a nice offer. Oh, he didn't say that, actually. That was Jordan Robbins.
Jimmy Church is an amazing human being and a very, very smart, smart individual.
Awesome. Jim Cummins joined. Margie apparently is the only one who wants to ask questions or make comments, though. Well, a couple other people have. An organization is only great as the sum of its parts. It seems you guys have had the fortune of having a wonderful, talented group of people united together for a common goal. Yep, and we've done that. So, and Zach's discussed that at length. I would say ad nauseum, but ad nauseum usually means something about barfing, and we're not going there. I don't think it's that bad. He's been pretty good. But and only 6 monsters in, so he's a couple underneath the daily limit, I think. So,
I've really calmed down.
Zach, you get philosophical on monsters. Yeah, he does. He gets reflective. Is probably the word.
It's not so much philosophical. It's the fact that
it's reflective.
Look, I put in 80 to 100 hours easy a week, and I do that for a dream. I have the dream on my desk.
Thank you.
But I do it because I legit have found a niche that I love helping people. It's so funny because everyone assumes that I'm DJ Zach or I'm Zach Reed, the personality. And I'm really that's not me. It's sort of like a character that I play. I'm not a normal interviewer. It's not a normal thing for me. I have to, just like when you do your comedy, you have to put yourself in that mindset. I have to get into a mindset every time I do a show.
Well, see, the worst thing for me, and you've seen me, that is me.
Yeah.
I'm a miserable smartass. But you know what? I'm fine with that, Zach.
No,
come on, stop it.
You're caring.
Folks, don't listen to him. You guys that know me know different. Okay, so please don't. He's trying to be a nice guy. It's not working, dude. Seriously,
I'm not a nice guy.
You're not a nice guy. That's
the
problem.
The worst
thing. See, they know that's not working.
See, a lot of people don't understand.
So cut the crap. You know how we're messing tonight? We should have gotten a picture of him. Dennis Ingrati. We should have had a picture of Dennis up.
I could probably get him back.
Or you could get him back. That's what I'm saying. You could have got revenge on him.
I probably could have called and had a sponsor.
You could have sponsored. Who's our paper guest for the week?
Yeah.
That would be
Black
funny.
Stanley to That's a whole
that's
different,
different level. Yeah, yeah, it was good. Well, I'll tell you, I don't know. Did you ever see that one?
Which one?
The video for the one when you were here.
No, 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 I did.
Did you?
I
did. Did you like the?
I think I was on my way to the New York Giants
game. You were going. Yes, I think either you're on your way, and but later on, yeah, Zach was with us in spirit.
I didn't understand how you were doing it.
Oh, we were doing it.
I didn't realize you would cut my teeth.
Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't.
My teeth are naturally that white now.
So yes, exactly. No, that's what we said. Well, look, here it is. And he went to,
it's not naturally.
You went to my dentist, and there they were. So that was great.
You know what, though? It's
hey, Chrissy, what up, girl?
He does a great
nice
job.
Girl.
He does a great job.
Yeah?
He does.
He does? No, he does. And pain-free, right?
Yeah.
Close to it, right? Yeah. Pain-free.
The miniseries is actually coming out in the beginning of January.
Okay, so there's another thing, that another exciting thing. So.
One thing I've learned about entertainment is you can only ride a wave for so long. A lot of companies get caught up on that one wave.
Right.
We're multifaceted, and I already have the next year planned out as far as shows and spinoffs. And
speaking of shows, what other exciting show is going to be taking place?
Well, a lot of things are going to – I guess I can announce it live on your show. We're going to be announcing it next week, but – 11/19
Okay.
The week of the 19th.
Yes.
Our Around South Jersey show.
Right.
Is going to be changing to 7 to 8 p.m.
Okay.
Live.
7 to 8
Channel
live.
190 from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Okay.
7 to 8 p.m. live.
Wow.
And the way the formats are going to change is that we'll actually have an interview for 30 minutes.
Right.
And then we're going to open it up.
Okay.
For interactive interviews.
Okay.
And the Around South Jersey program is going to be more of your politicians, your community leaders,
right?
People like that, geared towards
civic leaders and civic,
correct,
you know,
correct.
People.
And,
I got you.
And more, you know, things like that. And then our It's Your Time South Jersey show,
right,
is going to be live the same days,
okay,
from 8 to 9 p.m.
Okay,
it'll be an hour.
All right,
same kind of thing where it will be interactive, but it's going to be more geared towards millennials.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be more geared towards really trying to provide opportunities for people. So
okay,
an educational factor, but more down to earth. And then, of course, our off-the-cuff program, which was our test program for the interactive.
Right.
Is really what it was designed for. And,
right.
And it succeeded well. It really did show us different things.
Yeah, it has. It's well. It's a lot of fun to do, too.
Program is going to be downsized a little bit.
Okay.
It's going to be on Sundays.
Right.
And it's going to be on Fridays.
Okay.
So Sunday and Fridays is a Facebook exclusive.
Okay.
96.1 exclusive program. And that's pretty much going to be our lineup as far as our internal lineup.
Okay.
Now, we are going to be adding a couple more original content. Obviously, we found a third host.
Really?
During all this problem.
No way.
All these tests.
Who could that have been?
And so, basically, it's sort of maybe taking what you're doing here and growing it on a different kind of level with
right.
more of a comedic skit and stuff like that. Now, we will, like I said, the 19th, we are launching the other stuff. So we're gonna it's a trial. We're gonna be live TV, live
yeah.
every single day.
Nice.
It's gonna be pretty cool to you know, no longer we will have tapings and
yep.
it'll be live every single day. And the consistency of the programs is what I'm looking for. Obviously Around South Jersey will be hosted by Jim Quinn.
Right.
It will always be Jim Quinn.
Right.
It's Your Time
it should
South
be.
Jersey will be Zach Reed, it'll always be Zach Reed.
Right.
Off the cuff will be multiple people still.
Right.
But I'm gonna use it as a training gateway to
sure.
train more people. To get different topics and
right.
and to get different people because
right.
everyone has different ideas.
Yeah.
And then what we're working on with this comic kind of program is more.
And
of
who's going to be in there?
It's going to be John Harris.
There it is, John Harris. So that, and actually, I know it doesn't sound all that humble, but I wanted Zach to be the first one to tell you guys officially that the Public John is going to be a televised TV show as well.
It will be a televised TV show.
TV
with a real
show
set
with
skits.
A real set, skits, things, some filmed things, and I'm still going to go out and see people, make visits like this one, make visits to other businesses as well. And we're still going to have the Public John podcast, and we're going to be available on YouTube and still going to be available on Facebook Live, obviously. The podcast is probably going to be separate, even though it'll still be the Public John, only because of reasons like this. I can look at Zach and go, what the? I can say whatever I want at this point. We're on TV. Yeah. Well, no, I didn't say it though, because you know you don't want to say shit just to say shit.
Yeah, know.
You know what
I
I'm agree. Saying, Zach? Because that's bullshit.
I know.
You know. So there we go, folks. Yes, he did it. Yeah. All right. But seriously, it was nice to be approached and for these guys to come and say, hey, you know, we like what you do. Write some stuff up. Let's do a comedy show. Let's look on some things. And I appreciate the fact that you guys have that kind of confidence that we can go ahead and do that stuff.
We knew what you did.
Margie Homan, congratulations. Thanks, Margie. Thanks to all you folks. Anybody has comments or anybody wants to say, why the hell did you pick that guy? You know, we'll put Zach on the spot and have him answer that, for crying out loud.
To be honest, I can answer it right now without you.
Hey, go ahead. Why the hell did you pick that guy?
And the reason behind it is, it's not that we knew the guy you were.
Right.
What impressed me, John, was more of the guy that you can evolve to. You're multifaceted. You're highly educated too. I mean, between being a cop, being a lawyer.
Oh, for crying out loud! Jeez, I got more degrees than your turkey. Coming up, folks. By the way, it's almost Thanksgiving.
Everyone has the niche that they can do when you're in entertainment, and everyone has an ego when they're in entertainment. And being able to check your ego a lot and being okay with doing multiple things makes you really a unique talent.
Not a eunuch, though,
no,
right?
No,
unique.
But a unique talent.
So close. Wow. I thought he knew something about me that I didn't know.
One thing you have that a lot of people don't have is the simple fact that you have the comic side. But you also can have a serious side, and you get to the point side. You have an analyst side.
He's full of crap, folks.
I give credit where credit's due. You have all of these.
Can I have some credit, by the way?
Facets.
I need some money.
Well...
You know, low interest.
I'll pay you. I'll double your salary, John.
Awesome. There we go.
But as Jim said,
it's zero. So I don't know.
The thing about this industry, John, and this goes from any company, any local company, any big company, is this is a passion-driven industry. And that being said, there's not a lot of money in local TV. There's not a lot of money even in Philadelphia networks. You know, you'd be surprised at some of these analysts how much they really make, but they do it because they either want to report a story, it's their passion.
Right.
They legit get into it wanting to change things. Most people.
Yeah.
The successful ones.
Yeah.
And then as you get bigger, your ego gets bigger, and I feel like eventually money does play a part in it.
Oh, at some point, everybody needs to either make a living. And it's unfortunate in our society, obviously, money plays a big part in how you're valued and how you think you value yourself.
But there's some things that you don't talk about.
Like, right.
I won't, you know, very, very, you'll never catch me in a political conversation or a political debate. Now, I know everybody's like, we just saw you cover an election day. Correct. But at the end of the day, with the election day, I was straight in the middle. I was asking questions.
Right.
Questions that the people, the normal person, would want to know. You know, and not so much my views. My views don't matter, folks. My you know, when you host, your job is to tell their story, you know, and then that's what we try to do.
And I thought the coverage it went as well as it could have without the technical glitches. I mean, but you know what? First time around, things happen. So
the best part
we move on.
All the sponsors got what they were looking for. That's all that matters.
And as long as the sponsors are happy, as long as we put out a good product, as long as we were able, in that case, to inform people what was going on, that's really what mattered. And at the Ramada, to be honest with you, they had a nice buffet, so I was good.
And the cool thing about the Ramada, did you see the picture? Jim and Kelly.
Oh, no, I didn't. Yes. Actually, Josh took that picture, I believe. Josh Suey was my producer that night.
That's the first time.
And that was a great...
I looked at that.
That was a great shot.
And I was very... you know, it symbolizes so much. It symbolizes so much things for a great person, you know, in the industry. A lot of people ask me, you know, why did you... You got away from it. Why did you get back in it? And I got back in it because I care. I care about people.
Yeah.
You know, I care about Jim. I care about... his name, his family's name. I care about everyone, really. My whole staff, you know, you could not replicate what we have right now. We have something special. And my goal sometimes is to glue it all together and make sure it sticks together.
Well, we're doing all right. We're hanging in there. And now we're starting to take off and grow. And so I just want to thank Zach and Mr. Quinn for giving me the opportunity to learn how to do some of this stuff. Some of it came kind of natural from old DJ days and doing some stand-up comedy and stuff, which I still do, and put on some stand-up shows. Actually had Zach host one show, and then I got it. No, it wasn't horrible. It's just we didn't have – you were okay.
No, I told you in the middle of that show we should have took it to the laundromat.
Well, that's true. But and actually, the headliner did. he kind of did. I think he went to the laundromat and made sure the shirt was, you know, at least dried before he got done. But I will say Zach also, he's funnier than he lets on too. We did a benefit show in Tuckerton, and we had a comic who couldn't make it and legitimately last minute due to an extreme circumstance, and Zach comes in to support with Mr. Quinn and Amber Doyle, who was Amber Lynn, who came out to, which was really nice of them in the first place, and then Zach in basketball shirts had the perfect comedic outfit on, so he kind of got drafted into it. And let me tell you something, folks, put Zach in front of some people and it was like boom, he didn't need monster energy drinks, the adrenaline was there, and you did kill it, actually, and I think that was one of the words we used. He had a great time, he interacted with the audience, he had some material, but he was put right on the spot, and he's not a comic by nature.
Improv is
so a lot of it was really improv and interaction, and it was a lot of fun.
You never know what you're going to get. I mean, yeah.
I thought you were going to get a new girlfriend or wife out of that night, but thank God you were
at least 80 years old. Because
true.
That was the
It wasn't a young crowd, but you had a shot.
Do you know what you learn in this business?
No, tell me what you learn in this business.
Is you'll realize in any form of entertainment, you're trained to react.
Right.
The worst always happens. That's what you go in. You go in thinking the worst is going to happen. 9 out of 10 in my career, the worst has never happened for the most part. Even DJing a wedding, you know, you always have fail safes. You can never
go to the electric slide. You got a backup plan.
You can never stop that uncle.
No.
That gonna trip over your power cord and knock everything out.
You can never stop the drunk uncle at Thanksgiving. You just can't.
But, you know, just for a wedding's example, I've done weddings where both the families hate each other.
Oh yeah.
Can't stand each other.
Yeah.
And my job in that is you become a comedian a little
sure.
bit. You make some jokes.
You gotta react to the moment a little bit.
I tell people all the time, John, that in entertainment, you get paid to entertain. You get paid to do a job. Not to worry about your own feelings that day. I mean, and look at the great entertainers of our generation, John. Look at, you know, Robin Williams. Look at people like that who, it's so sad because they find out now that these guys were so depressed and so sad.
And, you know, that happens a lot in comedy. A lot of comics are fighting demons, and sometimes they're chemical substance, and sometimes that's only because of the other demons they're fighting. And a lot of comics, in all honesty, for them, comedy is therapeutic.
Yeah.
You know, I know.
I get the itch to DJ,
you know,
every once in a while.
Every
man,
yeah.
It's the same thing. You know, a lot of people think they enjoy the ride going up. You know, you enjoy the ride, but you don't really enjoy the ride at the time.
Right.
You don't really realize the ride you had until it starts to go down. I'm very fortunate. I'm very fortunate because, you know, when I was 18, 19, 21, 22, I was on top of the world.
Right.
DJing. There was nothing bigger and better than me. But when I was 23, 24, you know, I got married.
Right.
I had kids.
Right. Started to.
And that ride went down. And I was very fortunate. 27, 28, I looked at it different because all of a sudden I look, I'm like, wow, I'm going up again. I'm riding up again. And you're so much more appreciative the second time because it's like, you know, it can end. I know, you know, I just got through doing a 4-day DJ week for Halloween, and I remember Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and 2 gigs on Saturday, and 2 gigs on Friday, and I'm just sitting here like, whew, it's tiring.
It's tiring. Yeah.
But you enjoy it. You miss having it. The only way I can describe the DJing is you have total control of that whole room.
Yeah.
And I control when people that are going to dance.
And you know what? It's kind of the same when you're doing a comedy show, or it's kind of the same when I see musicians. At least in the very beginning, when you go up on stage, most of the time that room is yours. Everybody's watching and listening. Even if, like, as a comic, even if you don't hear anything, they're looking at you. Of course, our storyline is you hear crickets. If you hear, I would rather somebody heckle me or boo me than me hear nothing. Because as a comic, if you hear nothing, that means you're getting no reaction at all. And it's like nothing you're saying is even registering. I would rather have somebody go, "Ah, oh, you're full of crap," or "You suck," or things like that, than somebody just sit there and stare at me. And of course, even before I started doing comedy in life, I was always like that. If I made a joke and you didn't laugh, I'll be honest, it was a compulsion that I wouldn't leave you until I found out what it would be that would make you laugh. And it's a personality flaw, folks. I admit it. There are people I don't know. I'd make a joke and they didn't laugh. Well, I don't want to leave them now because I'm going to make you smile or laugh about something before I leave, even if it's at me. Even if it's, oh, I'm super, you know, it doesn't matter.
It's the same thing with DJing. It's, you know, I love bars that have had issues. I love, not so much now, but I used to love bars that, like, had issues and really mixed crowds because my goal of the night became, if I make you tap your foot, you might not dance, but if you tap your foot once, or if right. I get a chuckle out of you once.
Right. I see you move. I see you smile. I see you nod your head or bang. And you know, sometimes, and you've seen it, sometimes as a comic, even your premise comes out. I have a couple things where I'll say the premise, which is, and that's the thing, especially in comedy, and you found out, a lot of it, your very foundation or premise of whatever it is you're saying has some truth in it. You've either made an observation or really have lived part of what you're going to say. And then, of course, you expand on it because you want people to laugh and entertain them.
But the comedy thing, this really happened. Cut me a break.
Well, no. I'm not saying it happened per se. Yeah, but
this really happened to somebody.
But I don't think I usually say this is a true story, which a lot of comics are, oh, this is a true story. I don't usually say that. But
I wish I could be like a raunchy comedian.
Nah, I don't know if you want to.
And you know, big shout out to Ken Camp right now because Ken Camp's the one that really gave
he
me
made
a
you
chance.
Go on stage your first time, right? In Vineland.
But you know what was so cool about the comedy thing for me?
What was so cool about the comedy thing for you?
I got 5 or 10 minutes, or I think it was supposed to be 5 minutes, ended up being 10 minutes, just to try it.
Right.
And but the feeling you get when you go on stage is the same of DJing. For 4 hours.
Right. When you saw, right. In 5 or 10 minutes, you're tired.
That long. But it feels like 4 hours.
Right. But how did it feel when people laughed?
The first one, I went out and killed it.
You did.
The second one,
I was there for both. You didn't. I was there for the second one. I was there for both. You didn't really bomb. You had two things going against you. One, I don't think you really thought you were going to go up and do it that night. Mm-mm. And the other part, too, is, that's not your audience. The people that were there the second night really weren't the type of audience that you would play to. Well, and you tried to stick to material. Mm-hmm. Now, when you had that same audience in Tuckerton, and it really was a very similar audience, mm-hmm. just bigger, same age group, same similar locale, you went off a little bit as far as off the material because you didn't know. Well, you weren't prepared fault.
And this is what Ken said. This is what
you got
said.
Everybody to laugh.
For me, I have to adjust to the – in comedy, I'm the type of entertainer, comedian, that I don't need to prepare a skit.
Right.
I am an improv comedian.
Right.
And I need to go in there and just pick a couple people.
I mean, have a couple ideas in your head, but don't – but look around in the audience and when – And sometimes, and I do it, when you see somebody reacting a particular way, mm-hmm. that's when you go back to them later. Like, I won't say that. Well, some of you know about the whole inflatable wife thing.
Fire trucks.
Right, fire trucks, all that. So I did the inflatable wife thing that night and saw this one woman who really was reacting to it. And that's when I said, "What's your name?" And she said her name. And I go, "Hey, that's my wife's name."
I remember that night.
You know, by looking around the room.
I made a joke that night about... you know, people honeymoons or something.
Right.
In Motel 6, they have everything or something like that. And I remember I said something like, everything, including crabs.
Including crabs, right. See, everybody
liked it. And then you segue it. You segue it to the fact where I remember the one guy in the audience, like, anybody been married? Anybody been divorced?
Yeah.
Is that ex right here right now?
You don't
ask your questions. You really feel it out.
Are you not raising your hand because you're afraid it's going to cost you alimony?
It's a controlling voice. If you can dictate a crowd, you can entertainment's entertainment. The art form of entertainment is you're entertaining them. You're making people forget their problems,
right.
Whether it be an hour, whether it be a 4 hour show. That's the goal.
Right.
The goal is people are paying money
right.
for you to. Make them forget about what they're going through in their life. To have show them a good time, no matter
give them,
how you feel, no matter
it's
what
it's a little
you're
bit
doing.
Of time out of the house, and they are looking to relax and smile and have a good time. In that case, they also got a dinner because it was a fundraiser, so they're already doing something that makes them feel good. So do your best to give back
correct.
To them in that situation,
and
that worked out.
That's what
we had a
loved.
Great night.
Even during the, you know, how do I say this?
I don't
entertainment
know.
Never leaves me. as much as it's a curse. It's a curse a lot. It's a lot of time it's a curse.
I've read that.
But it never has truly left me.
Right.
You know, I went through a rough time 3.5-4 years ago, and I relied on it. Even though I was dying inside,
right,
it allowed me to escape, to escape, you know.
It does that. But sometimes you do that. It's like
you're most entertainers, standard.
Especially comics, we get very nervous before you get on. You get very anxious.
I envy comics.
And then the minute you go on stage, it's like I'm releasing all of that now.
See, I envy you guys.
Even if you didn't do that well, you got a reaction or something, and you got to find out what worked and what didn't.
Yeah.
I have one bit that I don't think you've ever heard, and I'm not going to do it all here.
No, don't do it.
I'm not, but some people have heard it, and as soon as I say 110%, they'll know exactly what I'm talking about. I did that bit two or three different ways before I really realized a couple times that it worked. But there's a way you have to do it. And that's almost the way with any joke. And it's the way with DJ. I used to do it with Ray and did some weddings a long time ago. So, I mean, there you go. If you're out there with no energy doing certain things, it's not going to work. You got to be high energy. And that bit was the same. It's like I came out and went, well, you can't. And remember, folks, and tried to lecture on it and say, you can't give 110%.
Yeah.
Got a couple chuckles. Said the same exact words. About a week later, somewhere else, I went, you can't give 110%. You can't do it.
Yeah.
People went nuts. They loved it. So it's like you learn that, you play with that, you have that, and you work through it. But still, when you're on stage and you get to say what you wanted to say, no matter what happens, you feel pretty. The only way you would feel bad is, like I said, if your whole set was nothing but crickets.
I envy you guys. I envy you guys because. You know, I watch like Foul Mouth Al, and people like that. Like,
yeah.
You guys go on rants on your social media.
Oh God!
You sort of your social media is also your personality, and I know that's not who you guys really are. I understand, that. But for me, I'm jealous. I am so jealous of you guys because you guys can say whatever the heck you want.
Yeah.
It's okay.
And you know what?
I have brands behind me.
Some of the comics I've met, so many of them are so. Quick.
We have 4 minutes, like, I think, right?
Well, there's some freedom. I mean, if it goes over a couple of minutes, it's okay.
I want to make an announcement because I am bound for time, and I do
okay.
want everyone
nope.
to
go
turn
ahead.
Over to Jim Quinn when we're done here.
Yep.
But, you know, one good thing about this is, you know, I started DJing at 14 years old. I remember this was part of the thing you wanted to do was this, and I wanted to announce
right.
this on your show. This is one reason why I agreed to come on here.
Okay.
You know, I was 14, 15 years old when I started DJing, and I'm so blessed to... have cut grass to make money
right.
to buy my first DJ set, to go to Cowtown and piece it together, to end up in Orlando, Miami, Virginia, Northeast Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Ohio, upstate New York, New York City, Connecticut, Maine even. And I'm so blessed that over 12 years that I've got to DJ for all these people. I really am. I've been a part of people's weddings. I've been a part of people's anniversaries, have been a part of people's 40th birthdays, kids' birthdays, everything. And the relationships that I've forged, I will, you know, never, ever, 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 ever forget. I was very, very, you know, I called it quits 3 years ago. I was done. I'm so fortunate that I got to rebuild up. I really am. But, you know, after doing the Halloween stuff and pretty much layering down, I have 3 more gigs in the month of November.
Okay.
The last 3 months, I've been saying no to everything after 2018.
Okay.
And a lot of people think you're crazy and everything. But, you know, I reached the pinnacle. I don't want to get bigger than
right.
what I got. And I'm actually supporting so many younger DJs now and helping them. And I like that role. I like the teacher role. I like the promoter role. I like
right.
the helping them role. But, you know, the real weird thing I wanted to do on your show is I'm appreciative for everything that everyone's done for me, the opportunities that I've had.
Right.
But it does come a time. You know, I look in the mirror every single day. I see myself getting older. I look at my daughters who are 6 and 5 years old. And my life's finally going somewhere different to where, we're slowly letting go. And,
right.
and I'm going to announce for you that,
okay.
you know, I was going to make a last time in Millville thing in August. Okay, it didn't turn
right.
out. They booked me for 6 more gigs, and he paid me enough to where I couldn't say no.
You couldn't say no.
But
I'm
after
making
the last
offer
gig on November 30th,
November 30th. There it is.
November 30th. After the last gig on November 30th, that will be my last public event, DJ.
Okay.
That will be my last.
So DJ right. Zach is going to be retired, Zach? No more. As of November 30th, that's it.
NJ Fair DJs has officially been sold.
Okay. I was going to ask you that.
No longer.
You're not running it, involved, nothing? Well, then I guess congratulations are in order. Right. You have to, if you're going to do that, you got to cut ties.
One of the guys that mentored me and one of the guys that I looked up to, Daryl Burnett, had to do the same exact
thing. Okay. Yep.
And he's right. When he got, because if he had it there, he would still do it.
So oh, yeah.
I'm 100% happy for where my career has taken me. Okay. But I'm 100% up to new challenges and the new challenges of running this place.
Right.
The new challenges of focusing on one show.
Right.
That's fine. I want to do that show.
Right.
The new challenges of stepping back and being behind the scenes.
Well, that's and I predict that will you'll do it, but I do predict that'll be tough for you because you're not.
No. I'm so fascinated with the way TV works.
Right.
I am so fascinated with the way radio works. I'm so fascinated with cameras and stuff like that. I love that. That's like my crack, I guess.
Right.
but I'm more fascinated on making a change.
Monster is your crack.
Yeah, DJing has allowed me the opportunity to build my brand.
Right.
To build the Zach Reed brand.
So will you still be sponsored by Monster?
No.
Personally? Actually, are you losing your...
I am after the end of this year. I'm not renewing it anyway.
Wow.
But...
You heard that here first too. There goes your free monsters, right?
But I'm 100%. Yeah, no. But I'm 100% satisfied. I am so at peace with myself, John.
Right.
In 3 years, I mean, obviously everyone knows. About a year ago, I almost died. Everybody knows. But my eyes opened up.
Right.
Life's short. I'm looking at my 6 and 5 year old, going, I'm never gonna get this time back.
That's very important.
And I'm ready to just still slow it down.
That's the
key. I don't want to DJ.
Yep.
As much because it's not fun
for
me.
And that's the key to the whole thing too. For instance, like I'm still having a blast doing comedy, and I don't know if that'll ever go away at some point. But there are the days when you put on shows, it's like, holy moly! But then at the end, it's worth it. But to me, still.
I'm tired of it. Show up and do a comedy skit for 8 minutes.
Right, and I would
DJ for 4 hours.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what my real eye opener was, John. A week and a half, I was on the fence, and a week and a half ago, I'm DJing. And let me tell you something. I still got it. When I want to give it, I still have it. And it was great. But I'm disconnected.
Now, where is November 30th?
I'm at Bojo's for the last
time. Bojo's.
And where it started.
We're going to get some people together. Okay. Go out November 30th and have a party at Bojo's. It's your last one.
Yeah.
So the DJ Zach DJ retirement party.
Yeah.
November 30th at Bojo's. Mark it on your stinking calendars, folks, because even I'm going to come out and sacrifice myself and probably have a couple of drinks. I know you guys won't believe that.
It's going to be sad, I have found a business partner to really take it and run with it.
And that's good.
And that's where it's going to be. You know what I mean? Like, it's funny because Jimmy Church, big shout out to him. I blew speakers back in August. I blew some speakers.
Oh, no.
And Jimmy goes, what are you going to use? He's like, why aren't you buying new speakers? Because, you know, we're all connected.
Like, because you're right, yeah.
Because I knew then.
You don't really want. You're not invested.
I don't
want to
buy them.
You're not invested, so you didn't want to invest.
I'm ready
to ride off into the sunset.
To come in and do this, and you know, I'm getting more involved. And I'll be honest with you guys. Pay attention because political wise, you'll be seeing something in January.
There you go.
So
there's another announcement too.
I am ready to step back,
move forward, and step back at the same time.
I want to help people grow.
There
I
want to
grow the John Harris brand.
Who doesn't, really? Seriously,
folks.
I know I do.
I want to grow the My Dentist brand. I want to grow people's brands. I'm okay with seeing a credit that says executive producer on a show that I helped put together. That's so much more fulfilling now, and it reaches so many more people.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
And it does. I'm fortunate. One of the few DJs I'll DJ, and it'll be 120 people there. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Yep.
It's time. And. Yeah. You know, I knew that was part of your thing earlier when you messaged me. Was we were talking about DJing. There's really nothing
right.
to talk about anymore.
Well, I didn't know that for sure. I had some inkling of it, but I didn't know if you had your gigs coming up and things like that.
There's three left, folks. And you can NJ Premier DJs, check us out.
Awesome.
Like I said, I appreciate you. I appreciate everyone that made it possible. DJing is a hard life.
Oh, no, it's not easy.
Stigmatized as certain ways.
Just a party boy. It's hard to have a relationship. Don't take anything serious.
It's hard to have a relationship.
I think of a DJ as sleazy.
Really are, they know who no. Isaac is.
Yeah.
That's not me.
Yeah. So.
But I really am appreciative for all the opportunities. And that's one thing I can tell people, that somehow magically over the past year, I've become the voice of millennials. And I don't understand how. I don't
get it. DJing's part of that. But
let me tell you something. I take it. I will take
it. Sure.
I take it with great responsibility. Sure. And I'm telling you right now, folks, here's the thing. Here's the thing about real life. There's opportunities. They present yourself to people. To every single day, you have opportunities. They might not be the opportunities you think that they are at that time, because opportunities disguise themselves. But they all lead to something bigger. If you want to be something, if you want to be a certain person, the only person that's stopping you from your future is yourself.
And on that note, right there, the public John is going to wrap this puppy up. We just want to say thank you, folks, for tuning in. We will be on again later in the week. I'll try and give you more notice, folks, when we're going to have a couple shows. But we had a couple technical issues here with the thing I had to work out myself. And they weren't technical from Wildfire's point of view. I think they were me not knowing that reading is fundamental. But we got there. I would say what kind of fundamental, but you'd have to add a second F to the riff word. And I think it should be a word, by the way. Riff should be in the dictionary, because it should be. You know what I mean?
Drake put YOLO in the dictionary.
There you go.
I'm very happy to be on your show.
Thank you.
Hopefully,
thank you for coming on.
Show. It looks like it from what I'm looking.
It looks like we're going to be all right. It's Chief Operating Officer Quinn Broadcasting Company, Zach Reed. Thanks, Zach, for your time. Thanks for all you've done for Quinn and. Zach Reed, Chief Operating Officer, folks, right there. See, it's official.
They're coming to me. I love service where they just show up here.
They're just service. Just show up.
Your office is sort of right next to mine.
I know, but I'm taking this. I took this office over, so this is pretty good. Thanks, Zach, for being on. Thanks for your input. Thanks for all the stuff you've done.
Facebook Live people tune in to right now. Quinn Broadcast.
Yes.
Page. Check out Jim Quinn.
Jim Quinn. He's on right now. Thanks for announcing the TV show. Appreciate it. Coming up. This has been The Public John, WildfireRadio.com, iTunes, Facebook Live, on the Public John Facebook channel as well. Thanks, guys, for joining us. Have a great night, and we'll see you soon. Am I still on or am I on? Okay. I'm still on Wildfire, but that's fine. Cool.